the future of the tech sector is looking crowded because Amazon Web Services has announced this morning it wants to build 3 data centres in Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau, spending up to $7.5 billion on the centres, and those centres are due to be completed in 2024. It says the project will create 1,000 direct and indirect jobs and add quite a lot of money to the local economy over the next 15 years. Now, here with his thoughts on what Amazon wants to do is Paul Spain, the Chief Executive of Gorilla Technology. Kia ora, Paul.
Kia ora. How are you, Brian?
I'm fine. Now, there are a few questions here. In fact, I'll start with Terry's question. He texted it through. Good evening. Where's the electricity coming from to run these data centres? Huntley? See, I thought, now, forgive me if I'm going way off track here, but I thought we were talking about using, encouraging these tech companies to come down to Southland, where we might soon have this big surplus of power if the TY aluminium smelter closes down. But Auckland's a long way from Southland. There's a Cook Strait cable in between.
Yeah, that's right. So, you're going to have to, unless they're going to, you know, invest in their own, say, renewable power generation, then they're going to be drawing from the rest of the grid, like every other business in the North Island. That means drawing some of it from the South Island and whatever else happens to be available on a given day, which of course varies. But we do know that AWS, very very committed to renewable power, and we're hoping that's more than just greenwashing. So maybe there'll be a bit of extra investment there.
You were at the media conference this morning.
Yes, online. Yep.
Do you think this is the right fit for NZ?
I do. Look, it's really important for New Zealand to have as much independence as we can, from the rest of the world when it comes to our technology. And at the moment, we're so reliant on data centres in Australia and other parts of the world. So, I think some people thought this might never happen. But, Microsoft last year made their announcement. They've got 2 of these hyperscale data centres arriving in Auckland probably next year. And I guess that's part of what's put the heat on AWS, who don't want to be losing too much business to Microsoft, to get moving and to make an announcement for New Zealand.
Okay, Paul, really basic question. What is a data centre?
It's a location where there are lots and lots of computers or computer servers, and that's really where everything that we do, when we refer to the cloud, we're talking about information and systems that run out of these various data centres around the world. So whether it's watching a bit of Netflix, whether it's streaming different bits of content, doing work through our Microsoft 365 or Google Workplace systems, all of these sorts of things rely on these cloud data centres.
Now, the data centres in New Zealand, would they be serving computers in the New Zealand region, just this country?
The focus would very much be, on New Zealand. And in fact, what we don't know yet is how they're going to be priced. So, when a business uses certain services from the likes of AWS, then that's priced according to, what it costs them to run those systems in New Zealand. At this stage, we don't know whether that'll be the same price as New Zealand customers would be paying to use their Australian data centres, or whether maybe it'll be priced a little bit higher.
This is really then what Microsoft and Amazon are doing then, is making sure they've got this market, the New Zealand market, covered.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a business, move for them. We hear about them investing $7.5 billion over the next 15 years. If that's what they're investing, you've got to imagine that they're hoping to take a lot more than that out of the pockets of Kiwi businesses to make that profitable for them.
It's not a case of them thinking, right, we're clean energy in New Zealand, we can service the whole world from New Zealand with its clean green hydropower. That's the wrong end of the stick.
That's at this stage, really what organisations are looking for is data centres that are close to them, primarily, so that tends to be a focus. It doesn't mean that they won't be used that way to a degree for some organisations, but the closer that data sits to you, the quicker it is to get to, the more reliable it is because you don't have all these undersea cables to connect. So, you know, at the moment, we're about 30 milliseconds away in terms of time, which is about a 30th of a second away from the data centres that are in Sydney. So this will take that lag out for certain things. And it means if for some reason that those multiple connections from New Zealand to the rest of the world were to go down, a lot more systems are going to just keep running because those data centres are local rather than reliant on those undersea connections.
And data centres are energy hungry?
Yes, I mean they are overall, but you've got to look at at the alternatives. And you know, traditionally, New Zealand, you know, organisations of you know virtually any size house their own servers on their premises. And over time, we're seeing more and more of that move into data centres. And the data centres really bring quite a level of efficiency. Instead of organisations often having very inefficient sort of usage of these sort of resources, these data centres are able to slice and dice those up. And so when you sign up for particular online service, you might use a fraction of a number of servers, whereas if you were running that same technology in-house, it might use a lot more power. So, overall, it does work out as a really efficient move.
Given during one cold night this winter, the winter we've just had, Auckland was running a lot of heaters and the national grid got rather wobbly for a few hours. If we add in these big power users, these data centres, is that Auckland really the right place to have them?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've run many, many, many thousands of servers across Auckland, across the country, over a long period of time. What we're doing here is consolidating a lot into one place, and they're running, quite efficiently. But certainly there has been, a plan afoot to try and convince some of these companies to put data centres into Southland, where, it's near to where we expect to have a lot of power becoming available in the not too distant future. But I guess what the likes of AWS and Microsoft have decided is that potentially adds some risk and maybe some downside being so far away from the customers that are being serviced. And from their perspective, I think there's some good reasons to have those systems as close as possible to the population that's going to be utilising them.
Forgive me for another dumb question, but Amazon Web Services, AWS. When I think of Amazon, I think of retailing. But what else does AWS do?
So AWS is really one of the biggest technology providers in the world, Amazon Web Services. And what started as their technology systems to support their retail services, they recognised a great opportunity to, sell this computing power, these resources to other businesses, and now they make more profit from their web services for AWS than what they do from retailing. And I mean, I think that's been the case for a long time. In fact, they didn't used to make any money at all on their retail side, although that's doing a bit better in recent years. It's all sorts of technology offerings. Companies will tap into them to store data, to run varying services. They have artificial intelligence capabilities. It makes it very, very easy for organisations to tap into and to utilise without necessarily having to really invent too much themselves.
Having Amazon getting a foothold in this country, is that bad news in terms of the likes of Trade Me and local retailers, and in terms of whether it would be harder for them to compete with Amazon?
In terms of putting a data center into the New Zealand market, I don't see any downside from a retailing perspective at all. I think the different parts of their business are separate. Although I'm a big believer that our local retailers and organisations need to be moving at pace. So when the big players do come into New Zealand, that they've positioned themselves well, that they will be able to compete well, because we don't want to see all our local businesses disrupted by big global players. And I guess we saw that to a degree with Netflix coming into the New Zealand market, and the likes of Sky looked as though they've been sitting on their hands for a very long time. Netflix really able to sweep in and become very much the preeminent player. Now, it's probably easier said than done to compete with some of these firms, but I hope our local firms will not leave too many openings when other global players come into the market, and the same if and when Amazon, end up with warehousing here for their retail offerings.
At the media conference, was there any word on any government assistance?
No, nothing down that track that I picked up on. Haven't seen anything suggesting that. I think this is very much a commercial move from AWS, and I'm pretty sure they expect to be profitable from making this investment.
This isn't a move by Jeff Bezos to get a bolt hole in New Zealand while he waits to get Mars sorted out.
Well, I think there's certainly plenty of interest in that, but I think he could probably afford to buy his way in probably a little bit more cheaply than this particular investment. But who knows? Maybe we'll see a few of the Amazon execs setting up in the sort of Queenstown region.
Paul, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
That's Paul Spain, Chief Executive of Gorilla Technology, Data Specialist.